Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, where I coach owners of cleaning companies every Monday, Wednesday, Friday on anything and everything related to growing cleaning companies. If that's you and you're committed to growing your cleaning company, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. You can get everything you need to create the cleaning company that you've always wanted. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, you can reach out to our producer, Natalie, at nat@growmycleaningcompany.com, or give us a call at 480-648-5149. You can apply to be on the show. You can give us any feedback, you questions, things you'd like answered, anything you like. We're excited to talk to you. Today on the show, we're talking with Xavius Hogan from Sparkle Cleaning Service, or Sparkle the Cleaning Service. Sparkle serves the Dallas County area with both residential, commercial, janitorial, and carpet cleaning. If you want to reach out to Xavius and his team, you can hold them at www.sparkletcs for sparkletheCleaningService.com. Xavius, say hello to Cleaning Nation.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Glad to have you on, my friend. How'd you wander into the cleaning business, and how'd you find us? Tell us a little bit of background.
Well, actually, I started really, cleaning early in life. It starts at home. And I think I was at the age of 12 when I cleaned my very first apartment, and it was pretty bad. But after cleaning it, the lady who was a friend of my mother, she really liked it. So I kind of grew up cleaning, had a couple jobs in my early 20s where I was a night supervisor at Lifetime Fitness and worked at a church as well, too, cleaning up after youth. But in the midst of all that, of course, I went to school and almost finished before starting Sparkle. But I've worked at a bank, I've worked, for college, I've coached, and when time came for them to do layoffs at a job that I had been at for 5 years, kind of ran into a guy who went to the college that I was working at, and he owned a carpet cleaning business, and, kind of sat him down and in the midst of coaching him along as far as his attire and his presentation and just making himself look better to watch his company grow. It just intrigued me to, inquire about how to start a business. I didn't know what kind of business I would start, but I wanted to start a business. I've always wanted to start a business. And one day I was sitting at my desk and I just heard the word cleaning. And I was just like, really? Cleaning? This can't be it. Are you serious? Cleaning. So I started looking up a lot of researching a lot of different styles of cleaning, and I've been really used to cleaning in the past. So I thought it would be a totally different, jumping into my own business. So with all that said, I started learning how to file paperwork and put cleaning lists and charts together and what to use on different surfaces, because you got household products, they work way different than commercial products. And I found that household products didn't work for me very well. So I started using, commercial products. But long story short, that's how I got into owning a cleaning business. And it's been going about 2 years and 3 months strong, and we've just grown since the time we stepped foot in the market.
Perfect. So are you full time now, or is this something you do along with other jobs?
No, this is full time now.
Beautiful.
there's no more corporate. I am my corporate.
Nice. Love it. And is it just you? Do you have a team around you? How are you set up for that?
Yeah, we have a team of folks. Some that are just part time and it's kind of like side money for them. And then a couple people, well, actually four other people that are full-time, and work with all the work that comes across the desk through email or phone, just between all of us, we're able to handle everything that comes across our table.
Awesome. All right. Well, that sounds like, I mean, for just being in business just over a couple of years, it sounds like you're off to a great start. I would love to contribute. What can I help you with today?
When you say help me, in terms of what, you want to donate some money?
What kind of coaching can I give you on your business?
Okay. Let's see here. You know, what's tough, is, you know, dealing with a lot of different personalities. And I've had to, you know, go through that with, you know, other jobs that I've held and, you know, with coaching, and, you know, it kind of comes natural, but, you know, you get that fireball inside you. You just want to kind of, you know, discipline, but everybody else is grown, so you can't discipline in the way you would a child. But sometimes it feels like that. So I guess what I'm trying to ask is how to keep, you know, the contractors and the employees kind of intact, you know, so it doesn't feel like they're, you know, falling away from you. And you know, I'm gonna put two questions in one. And how do you choose, you know, the right type of contractor/employee?
Okay, that's a great question, because anyone that's been in the cleaning business any amount of time has dealt with how to get, and really not just the clean. I mean, I think it's magnified in the cleaning business, but any business I've owned a ton. Your employees and getting them to feel like it's their business and show up early and stay late and be passionate the way that you're passionate. That's really the key, a huge key to just about any business. And in the cleaning business, that's it, man. If you can get a staff of people that are all on board and feel the same way about the company as you do, you're just light years ahead. And I spend a lot of my coaching time on that subject. So I think that's a great question. I'm glad you asked it. I think we're going to give a lot of value to Cleaning Nation today. So that said, it really starts with, and again, I banged this drum before, but it's because it's such a foundational concept. It really starts with the core values. A lot of people just hire, they kind of have that warm body syndrome where it's like, I need a guy or a gal, you're sitting across from me, you're saying you'll show up, so, you know, I invite you to be a part of the team. And that just has got a lot, that's just got tragedy written all over it. So what you want to do is really start with a foundation of being clear on your core values. Oftentimes, we'll freak out as owners, and the employees will be like, wow, what? That's something barely happened. Why is he just making a huge stink about it? And then other circumstances, they'll do something they thought was a huge mistake, like, wow, we really screwed up. Mike is going to rip my head off, and we're cool about it. And the reason that is, and we don't, a lot of times we haven't thought it through, and certainly employees haven't thought it through, which is what I want to work through with you today, is they violated one of our core values, and they didn't know it because we haven't really thought through and communicated our core values to ourselves, to our vendors, to our companies, to our customers. So when someone violates it, they don't know that they violated. They don't understand why we're freaking out. And oftentimes we can't communicate why we're freaking out. So the way to solve that is, before you hire employee one, or if you've already got employee one, two, three, four, whatever hired, you've got to really set down that foundation of your core values. What's important to me, really, truly, at my base, what's important to me? Is it faith? Is it family? Is it customer service? Is it doing the right thing? Is it having fun? Is it, you know, for my core values for the last decade have been have fun, help out, be real, and make money. So you really want to do that. And the benefits, and I'll use mine just because they're easy and I'm familiar with them, is if it's so hard to get someone to come. So say I'm all about having fun, making money, helping out, and being real with everybody. And there's other people that are like, no, I just really want to be professional. You know, having fun at work's no good. And I don't really want to be real. I just want to kind of have this work facade. It is so hard to hire that guy and try to, or gal, and try to bend his will or who he is to fit my core values. We're constantly going to be at each other's throats. But if I find somebody, which is easy when I kind of advertise and just live out these core values really loud, we're naturally going to attract people that are all about, like, wow, you guys have fun at work. And you just say right out in your core values that you want to make money. So when customers are trying to be cheap, you just tell them, hey, one of our core values is making money. If that doesn't fit, you're not a good fit. I love that. I've been looking for that my whole life. It is so much easier to kind of work, live, and grow with that human being than try and convince the other one that that they should be the right thing. So if you hire people that share your core values, a lot of the foundational problems are going to go away because they're not going to do the least that they can to just get a paycheck and not get fired. They're going to really hopefully be passionate about being a part of this thing that's bigger than themselves, right? They're sold on the vision that you've got and they feel like they own the place. They come in early. They care about it. They go home and tell their family about what an amazing place that they have. And it's not just the 10 bucks an hour you give them or whatever the wages are. They feel like it's this community and this thing that they've never had the opportunity, certainly at a $10 an hour level, to be a part of, that will really solve so many problems and kind of take away a lot of the conflict. And I've covered, I could do a 2-day seminar on that, and I covered it in 4 minutes. Any questions or thoughts or where are you at, my friend?
No, I really like that, the core values, because, I mean, you can lay everything out that needs to be done, but, you know, if everybody has those core values engraved in their mentality, then it only provides a solid structure for what they're doing when they go into each, commercial building or residential, home. So yeah, I like that. Thank you.
Yeah. And you made a really good point. So core values are going to maybe just be such a huge advantage. I can't even explain, but you kind of touched on it and I want to make sure we don't gloss over it because that's a really good point. Core values alone aren't going to do it, right? You'd still need, and it sounds like you've already kind of got this working, so I didn't emphasize it, but for Cleaning Nation and the listeners, you still have to have the systems and processes and an employee handbook, and this is how we onboard people. This is how we train people. If someone doesn't show up or no shows, no calls or whatever, this is how we respond to that. So you absolutely need the handbook, the rules, the regulations, all that kind of good stuff to back up the core values, but there's always going to be a time where the person, if the core values don't match, you can give them all the rules they want, they're just not going to follow them. There are also going to be times where, especially when you get into management or upper level people, they can't, the more you pay someone, like a $9 an hour cleaner, 98% of his or her job is going to be lined out in the employee handbook. But you get a supervisor, you start getting management, general manager positions, you can't lay all that stuff out. There's just too many things that come up every day. You'd be constantly rewriting it, which is good, but they're going to rely more and more on what would Xavius do? Because they don't know you, right? That's a hard question to ask. They're going to go, well, what would most exemplify having fun, making money, being real, and helping out? What can I do that will absolutely do that? So in addition to all the good stuff, you combine a good set of core values with a good employee handbook or an employee manual, man, you've got the tiger by the tail, because the employee manual is going to handle 50 to 90% of the day-to-day operations, depending on what position they have. And the core value is going to be that foundation that when the employee manual ends, they can still say, and it puts you in a position when they come to you with fires. Oh, Xavius, this guy quit. This guy did this. I don't know what to do. A customer yelled at me. All the crap that you're currently probably dealing with, instead of you being the hero that always solves that, which makes you feel good, but then you're stuck solving it every 3 weeks, you just go, well, let's talk about core values, right? What does the employee manual say? And if the employee manual answers it, great. They'll go to the employee manual for help as opposed to bugging you all the time. And if the employee manual doesn't answer it, then you have a core values conversation. Well, what do you think would best exemplify our core values in this situation? And then what happens is they naturally start, instead of coming to you every 2 seconds, they naturally start going to the core values in the employee handbook. And now you're freed up to do what you want to do as opposed to hand holding and babysitting. And then to kind of directly answer your question, how do I handle that conflict? When the conflict does come up, instead of you saying, I think you're wrong and I'm angry with you and you should have done something different, they're just going to go, well, I think you're wrong and I'm angry with you and I should have done exactly what I did, right? It's kind of a standoff. You can point to the core values, which are this thing that from the very beginning you've all agreed, and go, hey, you yelled at that customer. You didn't show up. Let's just say you didn't show up. Is that having fun? Maybe for you, but it really wasn't fun for the rest of us. So you really hurt the team. It wasn't fun for the people that had to cover for you. What about making money? Well, you didn't make any money because you didn't show up and you might lose your job. So it certainly doesn't, you violated that core value. And you can't make us money because there's less human beings to work. So you violated that core value. What about helping out? Well, you certainly didn't help out your team. You certainly didn't help out the client that we're serving. So you violated that one. So you could just go core value by core value and explain to them, these are the core values when you got hired, you said you believed in. So now you're not trying to push your will on them and say, hey, you suck, do it better. You're looking at this third outside thing, these core values that they said that they were into, and you say, hey, why did you come here? You came here because you love these core values. You want to be a part of a community that serves these core values. And how would I be as a leader if I let you violate these core values? I'd be ruining the community that you're here for. And it really gives them an internal pressure to go, wow, it's not Xavius yelling at me. I did something that disagrees with my own beliefs. I got to not do that anymore. And that's such a more powerful thing than you yelling at them, beating them, or, you know, whatever you want to do. From the external pressure is never going to be the same as internal. And again, I'm going so lightning fast, but it's such an important concept I want to get in. Any questions or thoughts before we move on?
No, not at all. Like I said, that has to be engraved in them. And like you said, if need be, they have to refer back to it. I like everything you said.
Okay, cool. I'm glad that helped. And then again, so just so you know, when you're having that conversation, one of two things is going to happen. One, they're going to go, you know what? You're right. That is why I'm here. And you're right. I do believe in those core values, and I wasn't acting in line with them. And I need to do better. Not because you're yelling at me or not because anything else, just because I believe in this. And, you know, I don't want to be a hypocrite. I want to be consistent with my own beliefs. Or they're going to go, you know what? Screw you. I never really believed in that. All you talk about is a core value crap. Just give me my paycheck. And that's a great way for you to know, oh, this is not a fit. You need to go somewhere else where you belong. But either way, it's a big step forward, because either they've kind of reaffirmed that they are part of the core values and you shouldn't have to have that conversation again, honestly, or they say, you know what, I was really giving you lip service and I really never did believe in those core values. And that's a great opportunity to free them up to go find somewhere that they can be a better fit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. That's one of the better rants I've done in a while, man. I need to take a break. So I'm going to turn it over to you. We're going to hit the lightning round. I'm going to give you three quick questions, give you the opportunity to serve Cleaning Nation. You'll get a chance to give three quick responses. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Best piece of advice. That's a really good one. I've received a lot of advice in the past 2 years and 3 months, including what you and I just went over with core values. I think one of the things that I received early on to just, you know, continue to push me in the direction of growth was to get all of your processes down before teaching someone else. One person told me if I came to a point where I didn't need to learn anymore, which is, you know, always the case, we're always learning, then there's no need for me to, you know, be an owner of a company. So just teaching myself and always being open to learn new things and be able to implement those new things that I learn in order for the company to continue going in the right direction. So I would say that's probably the best advice that I've learned. Just be open to learning new things.
Man, that is such good advice. I've been owned so many businesses over the last 20 years, and I still read more than most people I know. So I couldn't agree more. That constant state of learning is whoever told you that, they knew what they're talking about. All right, question number two. What's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business so we can steer clear of it?
Ooh-wee. I guess putting an ad on Craigslist to look for cleaners.
I have many a time have I yelled, I don't want to say yelled that, but emphatically told clients of mine that that's not a good, great way to get your email box full and a terrible way to hire people. But yeah, thank you for sharing. Oh. Nice hearing those words come out of somebody else's voice. Go ahead.
That and probably, you know what? I think that is the thing that has been probably the worst thing that I've done so far. Oh, you know what? I take that back. Giving people price breaks that don't deserve it, because you know, you have customers that are going to be difficult. And you know, you have to send, you know, your contractor or employee out, and you know, the company has to make money, the worker has to make money, company has to pay taxes and all that stuff. So giving bad price breaks when it's not necessary.
Yeah, I've been in the position where they're thinking, you know, I think you're charging too much and we should get a price break. And I'm like, well, that's funny, because I was thinking we're not charging enough and we need to fire you. Where do we go from here? And that's where the core values will help you. A lot of times you have customers that you don't get along with. It's the same thing. It's not a core value match. And, yeah, not only do you not give them a price break, but you take that opportunity to say, hey, let's part ways. Why don't you find a company that is better suited to you because we ain't it. All right, great feedback. I really like that. Price breaks are tough enough, but when you give it to the wrong customers, that's double poison. All right, last question. What's one idea Cleaning Nation can put into practice today that will make either their lives better or their business better?
Everything that we've talked about today, I think will help us. really staying consistent with how, you know, your company grows and how you value your business, because there are a lot of cleaners out there that, you know, they're solo right now. And they may desire to own a business or, you know, grow it to a point where they have contractors or employees. But, you know, charge what you're worth. Charge what your cleaning style is valued at. You know, because you're worth more than what you're probably charging.
Yeah, good feedback. That's a lot of my newer clients struggle with that. Yeah, if you haven't been in the business long, that's an easy trap to fall into. All right, brother. Xavius, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your passion, your desire to grow. I appreciate you. I know that Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Xavius' show notes page and discover everything you need to grow your cleaning company, you can get it all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks, and I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies as well as industry experts can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.